I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Spring is here, and it is a perfect time to remind ourselves about the importance of taking care of our planet. Joining us today to share an incredible way to learn more about the many ways to care for the Earth is Betty Fulton, the creator and executive producer of Down to Earth, or D2E. Down to Earth, or D2E, is a green living festival which is taking place in Boston April 9th, 10th, and 11th. Betty launched D2E in 2008, so this will be the third annual D2E. It is a festival that is packed with workshops, panels, demonstrations, and information all dealing with personal health and the health of the planet. D2E returns to the Heinz Convention Center in Boston, again, April 9th, 10th, and 11th, with a complete lineup of sustainable living exhibits, presentations, and workshops focusing on the benefits of eco-friendly products, services, gardening, fashion, jobs, and food. Approximately 10,000 people are expected to attend the third annual D2E Festival, along with approximately 200 companies and organizations representing all aspects of sustainability. Betty, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Now, what inspired you to create D2E?
Well, as I kept reading more about climate change, I wanted, just as a layperson, to know what sort of actions I could take in my own life that might enable me to live more mindfully and be more conscious about the things that I purchased, you know, making my house more energy efficient, gardening in a natural way. So these were questions that I had, and I figured if I had them, probably other people had them as well. So we decided to create D2E as a way to help lay people sort of navigate this terrain.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, how mainstream is eco-consciousness becoming?
You know, it's hard to know because all the people that we deal with day to day, you know, are so up the curve on these issues that sometimes you get sort of a warped view of how conscious the world is. You know, I think we have far to go. I mean, you know, still major influence leaders are trying to deny the fact that there is much scientific evidence for climate change. So when you see that, you kind of recognize that it's very easy to sort of ignore the whole problem.
What are some relatively simple steps people living in the city can take to be more green, and what about people living in the suburbs?
Well, a lot of these answers are what we address at D2E. I mean, clearly, you know, the way that you deal with your own energy use in your own homes, you know, making your home more energy efficient, you know, windows, insulation, just very simple things that a lot of people are finding more appealing just in these economic times because it will save you money in the long run. You know, there's this feeling that being green has to be more expensive, and in some ways it sometimes involves an initial small investment but for much greater returns down the road. In terms of your garden, just the whole way that we look at and handle water. I mean, we've had so much water recently, it's hard to believe that there could ever be a water problem. Mm-hmm. But it's a resource that we take for granted, and one of the panels at D2E will address that and just talk about our own water resources and how we need to be mindful of how we use them.
Yeah, it's true. I just did an interview for World Water Day, which was about a week ago, with Sandra Postel, who works with National Geographic, and it was shocking. It was like 1,800 gallons of water to make a pair of blue jeans, you know? So I told her, well,
yeah,
you know, I'm doing my part because I do all consignment shopping.
Well, that's great. Consignment is definitely green and becoming hotter.
Yes, yes, it's definitely the best way to go. Now, you know, I also interviewed recently a really great woman named Annie Bond, and she wrote this great book called True Food, and it's all about, you know, eating foods that are grown locally and growing your own food and canning, and you're going to have some exhibits and people there talking about, you know, healthier and more sustainable food. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, well, I definitely think that's one area of the green thing that people are catching on to. I mean, you just have to look at the explosion of interest in farmers markets. We want to know where our food comes from, and people are starting to recognize that, you know, locally sourced food is better food, and it's food that's better for you. In addition, it's not flown in from Chile or someplace like that, which, you know, is really kind of an eco-crime. So, you know, there'll be a lot of stuff at D2E about that. We have food demos. We'll have a panel that's talking about sustainable seafood and then doing a demonstration about that. Here in New England, that's obviously important. What are the fish that are more sustainable to eat than others? We'll have chefs from area restaurants doing cooking demos. Anna Sorton from Oleana in Cambridge and her husband Chris Kurth from Sienna Farms, who's a farmer, will be talking about CSAs, community supported agriculture, and how to source your own food. Kathy Irway has just written a book called The Art of Eating In, which is about how eating in and cooking your own food is more sustainable than going out all the time, cheaper, better mm-hmm. for you. So these are some of the issues that we'll be dealing with.
Oh, that's great. You know, and one of my favorite people, Maya Bialik, who I've been lucky on It's Your Health to interview twice, and people can go to itsyourhealthradio.org and hear an interview with her by going to the audio archives page. She's going to be there. And when I interviewed her, we talked about attachment parenting, and she's a national celebrity spokesperson for the Holistic Moms Network. And she had mentioned cloth diapers, and I'm wondering if you think they're making a comeback.
Well, we have exhibitors there that have cloth diapers, several of them. So they'll be able to educate people about that. I'm not a mom myself, mm-hmm. but I know some moms. But in terms of the overall comeback, don't know. But the guys at D2E will definitely know.
Oh, that's great. And when is Mayim speaking?
Monday at 3. Our other keynote, Dr. James Hansen, is speaking Saturday at 3.
And he's from NASA?
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about him?
Well, he's considered to be the premier climate change scientist in the country. He was the scientist who had to redact some of his testimony during the Bush administration that was a little bit too honest about what was happening, if I may say it that way.
Sure.
And we're very privileged to have him as part of D2E. I think folks are really interested in what he has to say. He's written a book called Storms of My Grandchildren, which I haven't had the opportunity to read quite yet, but he'll be talking about the longer-term implications of where we are. We have great exhibitors. In terms of the food exhibitors, Organic Valley, Whole Foods, Stonyfield, Cliff Bar, Equal Exchange, who's been with us since the beginning, as well as some local purveyors of food, because it's very important to get the local guys in there as well. The national people who are leading the way, but the local guys are definitely the ones that we want to support as well. In terms of gardening, Mahoney's is sponsoring a fantastic sustainable garden installation with 14 birdhouses made from recycled materials, which are going to be very interesting. And also what we think is the world's largest bird's nest. It's 5 feet across, which these gardeners have made. So, you know, if families want to come with children, there's definitely going to be programming for children. Zipcar, one of our exhibitors who's been with us since the beginning. So basically D2E is about food, transportation, gardening, lifestyle, home renovation, all of that, all under one roof to try to help folks navigate being greener.
That's going to be fantastic. What a blast. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, it is going to be fun. It's very, very fun.
I want to thank you so much. And if you can give us a website for D2E.
It's D2EBoston.com. Well, we want to get as large an audience as possible, so we want to make it accessible to everyone. You can purchase tickets online at D2EBoston.com, or you can buy them at the door. And there are various discounts available when you go to the website. We're hoping for a very large crowd, and we're looking forward to it ourselves.
Oh, that's great, Betty. Well, I want to thank you so much. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a terrific day. Keep being healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.